Jenny Rowe, an event manager at a San Francisco hotel, was furloughed on March 20th due to coronavirus-related shutdowns. Rowe applied for benefits through California's Employment Development Department, but was initially denied unemployment payments for an unspecified reason. She applied again a month later, and her application was successful, but her problems with the department didn't end there.
I've only received one payment in the last 15 weeks that I've been unemployed. There's no reason for me to only receive one payment and not qualify for the rest of the week. So really frustrating in that sense of uncertainty. I've called hundreds and hundreds of times. At the very end, it gets disconnected because there's too many callers ahead of me. I've sent an email through the online portal. The online system says that it would be answered within 5 to 7 days. It's been weeks and weeks and weeks with no answer.
California Assemblymember David Chu and State Senator Scott Wiener blasted the Employment Development Department, or EDD, and its leadership during a Zoom conference yesterday. Both say their offices are receiving calls from their constituents every day who are struggling to receive the unemployment benefits they should receive. Here's Senator Wiener.
This is about whether people are going to be able to pay the rent or their mortgage, whether people are going to be able to put food on the table, whether people are going to be able to simply survive. If we're not actually getting those benefits out to people, that is a failure by the state of California. The number of calls that my office is receiving is extraordinary. My district staff are spending the bulk of their time helping constituents get unemployment benefits to which they are entitled. And you know that when someone has gotten to the point where they are calling their state senator for help, or calling their assembly member for help, that means that they are at the end of their rope. They're at their wit's end. They've been dealing with this for months.
The department sent out a memo saying that each legislative district could only request that one of their constituents' claims be expedited each week. This was a tipping point for Chu and Wiener. Following the Zoom conference, the San Francisco Chronicle reports that EDD has said that it will change that policy. Chu and Wiener are calling for immediate reform of EDD. Chu says that the department's website is outdated and must be fixed. For example, when people are asked to verify their identity, they have to mail or fax copies of their photo IDs and can't just upload them online. The website uses a programming language that is 60 years old, Chu says. The San Francisco Chronicle reports that the website didn't work during the previous recession and was supposed to have been improved before the next one. Chu has a list of the changes he's demanding that the department make.
We need EDD to tell us how they're going to decrease their response time. It is our estimate that at least 20% of Californians who are applying for unemployment insurance have been unable to get a response within a few weeks. We also have many issues when it comes to how call centers are being managed, and we need to ensure that there is the correct deployment and the correct training of staff so they can actually answer the questions that they're asked when someone is lucky enough to get through on the telephone.
The San Francisco Chronicle reports that EDD says it paid out around $4 billion in unemployment benefits last week. The agency says it has processed more than 7 million claims, which it says is almost double the number that they processed during the 2008 recession. This week, EDD announced that Californians who have lost their jobs due to the coronavirus could now receive up to 7 more weeks of unemployment benefits. This is due to the funding for unemployment benefits, which was approved as part of the new California budget. Reporting for KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Kate Ida.